this particular section in your ordinance is illegal. Okay? That's where it comes up. Now, the only thing new that I haven't brought, that I didn't bring up to the town council before, or the code enforcement, when I talked about how preemption works and how, you know, all the research I did on that, is this. I came across another statute since then. And that other statute says that the town has to pay the attorney's fees of the person that is fighting against the preempted ordinance. Okay? So you're not just going to have your own attorney's fees. You're going to have attorney's fees on the other side. So lastly, what I want to say is this. It was a great discussion about whether it's a good idea to have inspections and all that. All fantastic points. But that's not the issue. The issue is not whether or not it's a good idea to have inspections. The real legal impediment that you have isn't that at all, or whether it's a good idea. It can be the greatest idea since sliced bread, but that's not the problem. The problem is, do you have the authority to do this and maintain it? Not whether it's a good idea. Do you have the legal authority? That preemption statute is specific. You do not have the authority to do it. That's what makes it illegal. And if somebody calls you on it, unlike the town attorney that doesn't want to take a position one way or the other, I like the facts on the landlord side instead of the town side. So my recommendation would be cut it out altogether. All you're doing is asking for trouble. Thanks.
Thank you. Yes, please come up.
Michael Lang, 4366 South Atlantic. I would ask, this is our attorney, right? Could you move your mic a little closer? Because I'm really interested in hearing what you have to say. Thank you. The only comment I have is there, and I appreciate the discussion. Thank you. There are a lot of homes that circumvent the requirements before us here. There's a lot of people in Ponce Inlet that are renting homes, don't have them inspected, short-term rentals. So, I mean, I don't know what kind of revenue we're getting from this, but whatever it is, it's not enough. That's really all I had to say.
Thank you. Did you have a question for the attorney? You said
no, I just want to hear when she was talking earlier.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I couldn't hear her, so and I don't hear that well, but and I was in the back, but thank you. Your words are important. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else like to speak? Okay, so we're concluded with the input from the community. So board members, does anyone have comments after you heard the inputs that we just received?
Just to ask the gentleman again, you indicated that the town, upon inspection, upon you applying for the permit, had issues with your lease agreement.
Right. You can come back up to the mic.
They didn't like the signatures. They didn't like the copy that I gave them.
That is where I feel we went out of scope, in the sense that, again, based on the Florida statute.
Well, you know, I wouldn't even have found the preemption statute if they weren't violating me.
I appreciate that. But an inspection, again, if our objective is not to get in between the tenant and the landlord, we should care less about the agreement aside from anything, frankly.
That's just in addition. Yeah, no, your ordinance required certain things to be in the agreement.
Really?
All those types of things. Oh, no, you wouldn't.
Oh, required?
Oh, no, there
was. I have to review that ordinance again.
There was all kinds of things. All kinds of things in your ordinance that needed to come out.
Given at least this discussion, I would agree.
I have a question, too. So let's set aside the legalities for a second and just look at the policy behind the statute. Would you say that this inspection, these inspection issues that you'd have to comply with would deter you at all from wanting to rent property in Ponce or be a landlord of such?
No.
Not at all?
No. But see, that's not my issue. They probably shouldn't have kicked me with the violation.
Okay. So it's a little more complex.
Well, I don't know.
Okay. Fair enough. Thank you.
All right.
Questions? No. Anyone want to make a motion with respect to this issue?
Just a point of further discussion to the town attorney. Did you guys explore several different options before you came to this conclusion? Yes, of course. You do every time, right? I didn't mean to insult you with that question, but.
It's a valid question. Yes, we did.
Was there any proposals to you from an external source, or did they say, we need to figure out a little bit how to regulate this, come up with some ideas, or did they say we... How do we, or just what's your best recommendations?
Yeah, it's more like we spoke to outside sources, we spoke internally, we talked about the different ways that it could be interpreted, and ultimately this is what we decided was the best route in our opinion.
Yeah. And is this statute not copied, but was it structured off of any other existing city's statute?
That I don't actually know.
Okay. All right, I'm good.
The only thought I had is that we might need to review this ordinance in greater detail to make sure it not only complies with state statute, but also doesn't. I want to say infringe on the landlord's rights.
Well, now keep in mind, you're recommending to the town council who has final authority, and also it needs to be going to council in August and September to be instituted prior to the new fiscal year.
I'm aware of that.
I guess when I see the response back from the Attorney General's office and they basically say, let's see what the courts say and find out, just I'd rather not be the lead dog in that. Let's let somebody else find out, and then we can follow in the future. If it turns out that we're on a good path here next year because somebody else took it to court and they said, yeah, this is a great way for a municipality to go, then I'd be comfortable with it, but it's just when they're saying it's going to have to get litigated until we're going to find the answer, is like that doesn't sound like something that as a taxpayer here I'm really interested in signing up for.
I agree with that, but you know, cities and counties and even states make rules and regs based on the laws of that are passed on from the jurisdictions above them. So I think they're going to expect some of that, and you know, let me ask one more question. If we don't act on this or recommend anything, does it follow then that there are no rules and regs when it comes to short and long-term rentals in Ponce, or is it just...
It's just going to wait till we have a special meeting and do this all over again.
Right.
You can, all we're asking is for a recommendation.
But this is only long-term.
You can recommend denial, you can recommend approval, but all we're doing is asking for a recommendation to council.
So would there be any legal long-term rentals if we don't have any resolution to this? I mean, legal long-term rentals.
I'm not sure if there's anything legal, but...
Yeah, I'd have to see what remains.
It sounds to me like there probably would be.
Well, it would remain in limbo where it is right now. If it wasn't acted upon.
Wait, it would just be indefinitely hold.
Right. So you couldn't get a legal long-term rental, or you couldn't be a legal long-term landlord.
Yes, until, I mean, we couldn't pause it forever and stop someone.
Someone's going to figure it out for us.
Right.
Yeah, something would need to be done at some point, but at the moment, you know, we're trying to figure out some sort of resolution. So, but the moment that stops and it's just sitting on it to sit on it, I think that would be an issue and we'd have to take a different direction.
And it would potentially not be the town's doing so. I mean, we'd be told what to do effectively. Yeah. I also don't like that.
No, you're right.
So I guess I would just for discussion purposes make the motion to see where we're at on... well, let me redo that. All right, so I would make an motion to amend Articles 3 and 10 of the Land Use of the Land Use and Development Code, and related to rental registrations and inspections. I'll just make the motion.
So you're making the motion to accept the modifications that were recommended?
Correct. Okay.
Do we have a second?
Cogitating here.
So am I. This is not a clean issue.
Yeah, this is not a clean issue, clearly.
I'm going to second the motion. I know that is counter to what I had said previously, but I think that we need something in place. So I'll leave it at that.
Okay, can we get a roll call on the motion?
Just so I understand the motion, you are making a motion to amend Articles 3 and 10 of the Land Use and Development Code related to rental registrations and inspections.
Correct. To adopt what the recommendations are from the staff.
All right. I just wanted to make sure I heard it correctly.
Yep.
All right. Mr. Young?
Yes.
Mr. Obeg?
Yes.
Mr. Revac?
Yes.
Mr. Carney?
No.
Ms. Vanderbeek?
Yes.
The motion passes 4-1 with Mr. Carney dissenting.
Thank you. So that concludes our agenda, unless Mr. Leary, you have any other items for the board while we're here today?
I didn't understand you. What's that?
That concludes our agenda, but did you have anything else for us before
I don't have anything. Yeah, public participation and board discussion next.
What's that?
So we go back to
public participation.
Oh, we go back again. Okay. Yeah. Is there any further public input after the vote? There is not. How about any more board discussion? Then we are at adjournment. So now we are adjourned at 6:44.